Thank you, Mr. Fay. Well, I hope you all had a good Thanksgiving. With Thanksgiving being this past week, obviously we've heard a lot about giving thanks and being grateful for various things. So it seemed appropriate to continue on that theme. So would you please turn with me to Psalm 100. Psalm 100 is called a psalm of thanksgiving. Here in Psalm 100, starting in verse 1, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. As I read through this, it struck me that what we're being told here is that being thankful is not something that's passive. If you look through here, you see these verbs are action verbs, things that we need to be actively doing. Let's take a quick look at those. There are seven of them. Make a joyful shout to the Lord. Serve the Lord. Come before him. Know the Lord is God. Enter with praise. Be thankful and bless his name. Giving thanks is something that requires action, requires us to do something. So today what I want to do is just cover the very first one, the first step in giving thanks, which is make a joyful shout to the Lord. So to make a joyful shout, what is that? What does that mean? Well, obviously, this is not something that just happens involuntarily, like a shout you might make when you hit your finger with a hammer. A, that's not a voluntary action, and I'm sure it's not very joyful either. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about a shout, a sound, a noise that we make with reason, with purpose. The New King James Version Study Bible states that the Hebrew verb for make a joyful shout is a highly charged command for public praise. This is an instruction for us. This is something that we need to remember, something that we need to do, and that's to make a joyful noise in proclaiming our thanks to God. And as an instruction, we understand its importance because it's repeated in various places in the Bible. I'm going to turn there, but let me read these to you just so you can get an idea of how often this instruction is given to us. In Psalm 95, verses 1 and 2, we read the following. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. Again, the instruction to come before God, to thank him, to proclaim that thanks. Psalm 66, verse 1 through 3. Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works. Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you. And then in Psalm 98, verses 4 through 6, we read the following. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song. Rejoice and sing praises. Sing to the Lord with the harp and the sound of a psalm, with trumpets and the sound of a horn. Shout joyfully before the Lord, the King. As we praise God, as we give him thanks, we are coming before his throne. We're coming before the King and expressing our gratitude for what he's done for us. And it shouldn't be something that we view as a burden. Giving praise, giving thanks to God is something that is far from a burden. It's something that we should joyfully want to do, that just wells up out of us so that we can do this. Turn with me, if you would, to Psalm 92. In Psalm 92, verses 1 and 2, we read the following. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning, and your faithfulness every night. And this was called a psalm for the Sabbath day, but it's true for every day. Morning and night, we need to proclaim our thanks to God for his loving kindness. What better way to start the day than to consider and be grateful for what God has done for us? And then at the end of the day, for all the trials we've gone through, all the troubles that we've had, to remember, guess what? Thank you, Lord, because I'm not alone, because you have been faithful in seeing me through yet another day. It is good to give thanks to God. But if it's so good to give thanks to God, why do we have to be reminded? Why do we have to be told, hey, guess what? You need to remember to give thanks to God. Well, let me ask. Have you ever taken anything for granted? Have you ever just gone on day to day and thought, well, actually not thought, about what it is that you have? We're so used to it, especially in this country. This country has been so blessed with so many resources, good land, everything, that we take it for granted. How many people in this country think, oh, well, yeah, we have some troubled times right now, but it'll get better, because it always has. We as a nation have taken for granted the blessings that we have received. But where did those blessings come from? Wasn't anything on our part. Those blessings we have now are because of promise that God made. And let's take a look at that. Back in Deuteronomy, chapter 33, and verses 13 through 17. Deuteronomy 33, verses 13 through 17. Moses is speaking to the Israelites here. And he says, starting in verse 13, and of Joseph, he said, blessed of the Lord is his land, with the precious things of heaven, with the dew, and with the deep lying beneath, with the precious fruits of the sun, with the precious produce of the months, with the best things of the ancient mountains, with the precious things of the everlasting hills, with the precious things of the earth and its fullness, and the favor of him who dwelt in the bush. Let the blessing come on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him who was separate from his brothers. His glory is like a firstborn bull, and his horns like the horns of the wild ox. Together with them he shall push the peoples to the ends of the earth. They are the 10,000s of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. There have been times in the past that, in thinking about it, just trying to grasp the enormity of the blessings that we have in this land, I tell people, well, think about when you go into this grocery store, and here you have a can of peaches. Now, if you look in that can of peaches, there are what, maybe two peaches in that can. But you look on that shelf in the store, and that's not the only can that's there. There are whole big stacks of cans of peaches, and that's just one store. Then you stop to think of, well, 2 miles down the road, there's another store that's like that, and another one, in the city, across city, and across city. And then you start to think, that's just one fruit that we have an extremely exceeding abundance, and we take it for granted that that food's always going to be there on that shelf. This is just part of the blessing that God promised to Manasseh, that we as a nation take for granted. We have forgotten the source of our blessings. God had to warn Israel about the same thing. Do not take for granted what I have given to you. Another series of verses which we're familiar with here in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verses 10 through 12. God had to remind the Israelites, don't take what I've given you for granted. Here in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 10 through 12. And so it shall be, when the Lord your God brings you into the land which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to give you large and beautiful cities which you did not build, houses full of good things which you did not fill, hewn out wells which you did not dig, vineyards, olive trees which you did not plant, when you have eaten and are full, then beware lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. It is all too easy when we're comfortable, when we're prosperous, when things are going well, that we forget that it was God who has provided us with the blessings that we have. So we need to be reminded to remember to thank God every day for what he does provide. We must not forget that he is the one who provides our blessings. Another way to look at what is meant here by make a joyful shout is to consider not so much what it is, but what it is not. Turn with me to Joshua. Joshua chapter 6 and verse 10. And here we have a situation where the Israelites have entered the promised land, and they're now marching around the city of Jericho. And Joshua is giving them the instruction here in chapter 6, verse 10. Now Joshua had commanded the people, saying, "You shall not shout or make any noise with your voice, nor shall a word proceed out of your mouth until the day I say to you, shout. Then you shall shout." The word shout here is translated from the same word that is used in Psalm 100, verse 1. But let's take a look at this in terms of a contrast. What's the contrast here? Opposite of the word shout is to be quiet, to not make any noise, to not say anything. So as we apply that, and we look at that in the context of what we see here in Psalm 100, verse 1, what God is saying is, do not remain silent. When it comes to giving thanks to our Lord, we cannot remain silent. We are told, you need to do this. It's good for you. It's good to give thanks to the Lord. So we're instructed to deliberately and with purpose to proclaim our thanksgiving to God. But that's one of the keys here too, because if we look at the second part of that phrase, make a joyful shout to the Lord. Now we've all seen situations where people very loudly express their gratitude. They're very thankful for what they have. But where is that gratitude directed? And to whom are they giving that thanks? It's very easy to say, oh yes, I'm thankful, but not to acknowledge where those blessings come from. And even more so, there are those who, when expressing their gratitude, they're doing it in such a way that it's not directed to God. Instead, it's actually drawing attention to themselves. And in one of his parables, Jesus gave us a perfect example of this. If you turn with me to Luke. Here in Luke chapter 18, we'll be reading verses 9 through 12. Luke 18, verses 9 through 12. Also, He spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. Who is this Pharisee really thanking here? Was he thanking God? Was he giving God any credit here? No, his thanks was centered on himself. I remember one time long ago, I heard the expression that God is not spelled with an I. And if we look at this, I fast twice a week. I give tithes, all that I possess. I'm glad that I'm not like the others here. His focus wasn't on God. His focus was obviously clearly centered on himself. And that's the problem, because obviously it was God who gave him the blessings that he did have, but he didn't acknowledge God for that. And there are also situations where people have blessings and they're thankful for them, but again, they do not acknowledge the source of those blessings. They have thanks, but are they really giving it to anyone? I think certainly not giving it to God. People forget, especially in this land, prosperous land that we've had, that everything that we have comes from God. Now, it's easy to assume that a lot of the stuff we have, well, you know, I've worked for this, and these blessings are because of the hard work I put in. Well, yes. We do need to put forth an effort. We do need to work. But does that mean that the blessings we received are because of ourselves? Even though we put in the effort, which may bring forth a blessing, think about that. Did we give ourselves the talent that we have? Did we give ourselves the abilities to do these certain things? Did we give ourselves our own life? Everything we have comes either directly from God or indirectly from Him, but He is the ultimate source of all the blessings that we have. God created everything. Look at the question He had to ask Job to get Job to open up his mind. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Everything we have comes from what God has given to us. The earth is the Lord's in all of its fullness. We see that in the Psalms, clearly indicating that it is God to whom we have to be thankful. Too often, people forget that. They forget that everything that we have does come from God. Let's take a look at that, an affirmation of that here in James. James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Everything we have comes from God. So that when we're expressing our thanks, when we're giving our thanks, that thanks needs to be given to God. Fine, if you would, turn back to the Psalms. Psalm 40, and we'll look at verses 5 through 10. Psalm 40, starting in verse 5. Many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works, which you've done. And your thoughts toward us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Then I said, behold, I come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me, I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart. I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness in the great assembly. Indeed, I do not restrain my lips, O Lord. You yourself know. I've not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I've declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I've not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. As Psalm 100 illustrates, expressing our thanks, giving our thanks, is an active pursuit. It's not something where we just sit back and let it happen. We take action. This is something that we do. And the very first step in the giving of that thanks is to declare openly our thanks to God. It's good to give thanks to the Lord and to express our gratitude to Him for everything that He does for us. His great works, His creation, and the very life that He's given to us. All this leads to every good and perfect gift that we have received. We must not take that for granted, and we must remember to declare our thanks to the Lord.